birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Welcome, Celia Dobb, back to Radio Gorgeous. You're a journalist who specialises in family. And what else do you specialise in?
Oh, health, education, celebrity features, all kinds of things.
You write for The Times and all sorts of people. You're very successful. And I'm very happy to have you back on Radio Gorgeous. Last time we were talking about The Empty Nest, which actually coincides quite often when people are leaving home. It's the same times that you've got the menopause. And it's a double whammy, teenage children and hormones creating havoc. But today, you want to talk about post-menopause and how women get a new zest for life. Hi, Celia. Welcome back to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi. Thank you, Josephine. Thanks for having me back.
It's a pleasure. Let's first talk about the menopause, because it's really annoying, because I've got friends who say they've had it, they didn't even notice, it's completely gone, whereas I'm the opposite. At Christmas time, I was sweating away, I was in a bad mood, I was in a really... You know, I literally couldn't cope with life. I was having such a bad Christmas. Someone told me about these creams I could put on my body. They're kind of HRT creams. One's an estrogen cream and one's a progesterone cream. And it's completely rebalanced me again.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's a way of not taking HRT. Yeah. But I know I'm delaying it.
Right.
So why is it good to go through the menopause?
Why is it good to go through it? Well, because there's a wonderful light at the end of the tunnel. But I think you just have to go through it, don't you? I mean, there is no choice about it. You've got...
Well, taking HRT does delay it.
Well, yeah. It does delay it, yes. Mm. But in the end, you're going to, you know, you're going to experience it somehow. I mean, I'm not pro-HRT myself, just because I just wasn't that way inclined. I just didn't really want to take it. I wanted to try the natural kind of approach.
So you have been through the menopause?
I've been through the menopause, and I admit there were moments where I thought I should have taken HRT. wish I had.
Because it was so bad?
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
Tell me how bad it was.
Well, the worst thing for me was anxiety. I mean, it made my anxiety levels terrible. It's to the point where, you know, it was really affecting my life. And funnily enough, the GP didn't even connect the idea that it might be the menopause.
But so were you having anxiety attacks?
Panic attacks,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
awful.
You know, and but just that general kind of high level of anxiety all the time. Sleepless nights, so waking up at 4 a.m. every night and having to go and listen to the World Service, you know, in another bed. And yeah, hot flushes probably didn't bother me so much. But I think talking to a lot of women, it's that feeling that you're not yourself, you know, that you don't feel, you know, lack of libido, lack of everything, really, just feeling that it's downhill all the way from now on.
And this how long did it last, Celia?
I don't know. It's difficult because I think the before my periods actually stopped, I think that went on for probably a couple of years. And that was quite a bad period as well. And it was very unsettling. But I don't know, and I don't know when I can't really identify when I started to feel better. But I reckon probably it lasted about 7 years.
Ooh.
God, it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah,
to go through.
Yeah, hell of a long time.
But it isn't, obviously, it's not all bad, and good things happen in that time, and life goes on. You're not sort of thinking about it all the time. But I think it really does affect you. And I think maybe, like, you know, I like to think that it you could see it as a sort of a kind of crisis, and that crises are good because you emerge, they're an opportunity, they give you an opportunity to reassess, you go through it and you come out somehow with a clearer view, I think, or of your life. So I think you go through bad times in life
you do.
For a reason.
You cannot avoid
you can't.
Life,
you can't.
You know, You know, some of us try quite hard.
Wish but you could.
It does catch up.
It
Whatever
does.
You're not facing will exactly. catch up on you, and maybe catch up worse if you don't face
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
You know, I think, well, my reasons for not taking HRT were to do with, you know, risks of breast cancer, I suppose, health risks, but also feeling that I wanted to manage it on my own.
You do? I'm intrigued.
Well, I took all these weird...
The black cohosh.
Oh, all of that. No, all of that. No, absolutely.
Saw palmetto.
I had a very, very good smoothie, which was tofu, a whole load of kind of lovely berries and various other potions that went in there.
Lovely.
And it was really good. It wasn't that disgusting. And I think
that white witch potion.
That was out of a rather marvellous book that I'd interviewed the writer some years before, and I had this book, and actually a lot of the recipes and advice in it were really, really good.
Can you remember the name?
Yes, it's called, well, I have to dig it out for you. It's by a gynaecologist called Dr. Michael Dooley.
Okay.
And Sarah Stacey, I think
okay.
she's called.
Well,
so it's two sides,
yeah.
yes. And it's called something like Your Body, Your Life, or anyway, it's really good because it puts the alternative side and the conventional side in one. So
Very
you've got
good.
Both, and it's yeah. not anti or, you know, it's gives both sides the story.
So tell me about the surprise you had at the end of a tunnel.
Well, I suddenly realised that I had a lot more energy, felt a lot more creative, felt more like myself. And I think the moment probably is something very trivial. I suddenly realised I got my interest in clothes back. Because for a long time, you know, I've always loved clothes, but
yeah,
when I had kids...
in a beautiful skirt and matching earrings, I must say.
Thank you. And I just suddenly felt myself again, that I'd just been going around in frumpy clothes and slouching around the place. And that was just a symptom, I suppose, that I felt more myself. I had much more confidence. Yeah, I felt that, you know, that life was not beginning again, but I felt renewed, I think.
Physically is happening to us? Why do you think this? Why biologically?
Apparently, it's as your estrogen levels fall, your testosterone is the same, and so your proportion of testosterone is increased relative to the. So testosterone, as we all know, means drive, energy.
So are we becoming more like a man?
No, not really. No, I think they say, no, that's not what we're becoming. But we are getting that sort of, it is a male, I suppose you could see it as a male.
Male energy.
A male yeah. energy. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're necessarily growing a moustache. It's just that you have, I think it's rather good. And you see examples of it all around. I mean, of women who are doing fantastic things. You know, Theresa May is one. Hillary Clinton, whatever you think of their politics, Martha Carney on The World at One, you know, all of these. Mm. There's all of these fantastic women who are doing great stuff. And you can see that they're, you know, I mean, I have no idea whether they take HRT or not. But certainly it seems to be this time in life is quite an energised time.
Fabulous. So we really have it to look forward to.
Yes. Yeah. And it was identified by, you know, there's a famous American anthropologist called Margaret Mead who identified it in the 50s. And she said, you know, there's no more powerful force than a postmenopausal woman with zest. You know, so she was full of energy and she attributed it to that, you know, you've gone through all the instability and the hormonal shift and you've got this new calm, which comes from the stabilising of your hormones, you feel physically and mentally more stable, calmer, which is a great combination, calmness and drive and energy. You know, what more could you want?
Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com. So I'm dying to know what you're doing with your calmness, drive and your energy,
well,
Celia.
Well, I've done a lot more writing in different areas. You know, I've always been a journalist and I've never dared write fiction. So I've started writing radio plays and I've also started doing a lot more, you know, I've had the confidence to do radio interviews and really around my book, but that was something I would never have thought possible before. I mean, I just wouldn't have had the confidence. So I've just had the confidence to try new things. There's also that feeling, you know, that time's running out, which is a great sort of
motivator.
Mm. But I have dared to do things that I wouldn't have done before. And I think that just that feeling that that I've got the energy, you know, I can Scottish dance all evening merrily when other people, you know, when 20-year-olds are dropping around me. So, you know, that's a great feeling. That's rather wonderful, you know.
So are you Scottish?
No, I'm not. I don't know where that comes from. I just love that idea of a dance where you don't have to have one partner. Because, you know, when you try and go to dance classes, as I have at my great age, it can be a bit embarrassing because you end up, if you do ballroom dancing, you end up having to have a partner. And it can be a bit difficult. So Scottish dancing, you don't need a partner, that's all.
And also, the great thing about Scottish dancers, they're always the same. And so you can probably get better at it and practice.
Exactly.
And you know, you see someone for 5 seconds, hello, and then you whisk round.
Exactly, you don't have to get stuck with anybody. So that's marvellous.
And where do you do Scottish dancing in London?
I do it at the Cayley Club in Cecil Sharp House, which is quite wild, actually. It's a really great night on Fridays.
Excellent.
So, it's brilliant.
Great. We're promoting all sorts. You're promoting everybody apart from yourself, Celia. And tell me just quickly, because you know you've got a chance to speak on Radio Noise, what book are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on a book about sex and motherhood and how women's attitudes to feelings about sex change when they become mothers and how difficult that can be to manage. Not just when they, you know, a lot of advice is given for people who've got new babies, but this is really about the whole of the lifespan, you know, right through to the empty nest and the postmenopause and beyond, and how you change and the good things and bad things about it.
I can't wait to get you on to talk about that.
Thanks.
Celia
so
Dodd, mother, journalist, author, writer and Scottish dancer extraordinaire and fashion plate. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
You're too kind. Thank you very much, Josephine.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
gorgeous.com.